Oh, Wyatt, here we are, another year for the Catbackers here at in Scott City. Your week here and Wednesday night, and what a fun week it's been so far for you guys.
Well, it's been a long week, but as always, it's been a great week. You know what? We've had a really, really fun year at K-State. We've had a lot of great accomplishments. We've had some disappointments, certainly. Still some competing. We've got a couple of golfers, one male, one female, still working their way through things in postseason, and a couple of handful of track people, and of course the baseball team with BYU in town this weekend, and then to Arlington for the Big 12 tournament. So as per usual, when you and I get together and do this, there's still a little bit before we hit the finish line, but it's been a really fun year when you think about, you know, Coach Kleiman and the Cat football team winning the bowl game in Orlando, the Pop-Tarts Bowl, and, you know, women's basketball winning 26 games and all of the things that have happened, and it's been a lot of fun.
Well, it's going to be a new landscape for the Big 12. It's exciting. I know it's sad to see Oklahoma go, and I know Texas is going to the SEC, but you welcome in an old friend in Colorado and then some three other schools from the Pac-12, and you got to have a lot of new game prep for some different teams that you're very unaware of now.
Well, you said that perfectly, and I got to tell you who else feels the same way, and that's Chris Kleiman, because we play a boatload of those teams. Yeah. You know, we play BYU, and we play Cincinnati and what have you. So, yeah, it is always something that keeps you going, but I'm excited about the future. Certainly we're going to miss Oklahoma and Texas and their brands, but I think, you know, when you look at football and basketball and really probably all of the sports, I think the Big 12 right now is as good as anybody, top to bottom, and I think that's going to continue when you add Colorado, Utah, Arizona, and Arizona State. Think about how good the basketball is going to be. Crazy.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun here. You take a look at, of course, we talked a little bit about football there. Exciting way to end the year at the Pop-Tarts Bowl. They got to eat the Pop-Tarts at the end there. Basketball, I know, is kind of a disappointing season. Just a lot of things that went on there. But with what Coach Tang is doing, I know he's still got some open spots. But it feels like that they've kind of elevated their roster through the transfer portal again.
Yeah, I do feel for them from the standpoint of, you know, they went through all of last year without basically two of their best players, and that's difficult. I was really proud of the guys that they did have, though, because, as an example, Tyler Perry had to play a little bit of a different position, all of those kind of things. It had been a little bit different season, I think, with Quez and Naquan. Naquan's tearing it up right now in the G League, by the way. But, you know, they did fight, and they did make some postseason. I think they're, you know, using that as a springboard into this next year. And you're right. They still have some work to do. The kids that they've signed are really good players. Let's see if they can get to the finish line and you know, get a couple of big guys and then round it into shape and go from there, because they've got a terrific schedule. They play, you know, Wichita State and LSU, and, of course, they're going to the Virgin Islands. So they've got a lot cooking, and I'm sure Coach Tang will have them ready to go.
I know it's a couple months out, but this is, what, your 22nd, 23rd
yeah.
year?
Yeah, I'll be 23 starting the 1st of July.
All right.
Yeah, it's crazy how quick that goes.
Yeah. Did you ever think that with the Big 12 skill, you're going to have the Big 12 media days in Vegas?
Never. But you know what? It's probably okay. I don't know if it's going to be something that happens long term, but I do think that it'll be okay. I know, you know, nothing stays the same. Everything always changes over time, I suppose. But I think a lot of people are looking forward to it. Some are not, but again, I think everybody is so excited about the new start with the league, with the new teams. But also the other factor that not a lot of people talk about on a daily basis, and that's the increase in the playoffs from 4 to 12. That could directly affect Kansas State. There's no doubt about that. I think a lot of people feel that K-State could be a playoff team, and I think in a couple of years they may bump it up to 14. So stand by. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
What, I guess, with this tour, you're 3 days or a couple days in here, what are kind of the fans kind of the most excited about? What are some of the questions that they've had so far?
I think the most excitement, probably, if I'm being honest, is with football and women's basketball. And I get that because of Avery Johnson, because of DJ Giddens, because of Dylan Edwards, and on and on and on. Austin Moore, I'll quit there, but you get the point. You know the K-State team. We got a lot of really good football players. We have a very intriguing schedule. With the women, with Aoka Lee announcing that she's coming back, a couple of transfers, Serena Sundell, the Glenn twins back, you can understand why we're getting a lot of questions about that. But even with that, like I said before, with the men, if they get a couple of pieces here towards the end, and that, keep in mind now, the coaches have been talking about this on the tour, that transfer portal is basically open all summer. And if you go back and remember when we got Keyonte Johnson as an example, it was pretty late. And those kind of, so be patient. Yes. They'll get those spots filled.
I guess one real quick question talk about here, of course, with Cliff Rivaldo announcing his time at 30 some years at K-State. He kind of had Olympian after Olympian, especially in the high jump. What he's meant to K-State track and field and cross country has been something phenomenal.
I am probably going to just say something that might sound a little bit wild to you, but I believe this to my core. He and Carol Rivelto are K-State track and field, and I mean that with the utmost respect and confidence. What they have done and the effort that they've put into K-State track is second to none. He'll be almost impossible to replace, but I will also say this, and he would probably tell you this too. He's a quiet, unassuming guy in a lot of ways, but with what they've laid down as a foundation – with the new indoor track and the things that they've accomplished over the years, I think Gene's going to go out and hire a good coach, and I think they'll continue to persevere and be quality. The question will be, can they do it like Cliff has done it on a national and international level? And that's going to – hey, I salute the guy on a brilliant, brilliant career.